Sometimes what we want is incredibly painful. Besides, when I got my own tattoos, I was reminded of this a few years ago while watching the AMC series Comic Book Men. It's a show that chronicles the antics of four guys who work in a comic book store owned by Kevin Smith. During one episode, there was a storyline revolving around one of the guys' failed attempts to get a tattoo 20 years ago, and then a dare to follow through with that same tattoo now. Three of the guys eventually wind up in a tattoo parlor getting inked. And while they're there, they talk with the artists about tattoos and the pain that comes with them. One of the artists told them a story about this big, beefy guy who came in and wanted his first tattoo. A giant Superman logo across his chest. If you've never gotten a tattoo, that's not a good place to start. The artist said he got about three strokes into the tattoo when the guy jumped up from the chair and ran out of the parlor. "That was the wrong tattoo for him," the artist exclaimed. "The Man of Steel can't handle a needle and some ink." Sometimes what we want is incredibly painful. And when we're faced with that pain, sometimes we choose to run. Sometimes we stick it out. And sometimes we have no choice in the matter. Getting permanently marked to show the world, or maybe just a few select people, depending on where the tattoo is, something about who we are. Spending hours in the gym or running around our neighborhood any given week, sweating away fat and improving our health, or even working through all of our issues in therapy, facing the reality that we are not perfect, that there are things about ourselves that we would like to change, and finding ways to truly love ourselves. All of these things are hard, painful even, but worth doing. Each can be excruciating and yet leaves behind a beautiful piece of art, a healthier body, and a healthier soul. Sometimes what we want is painful, but sometimes what we need is painful too. Even incredibly so. And it's often worth doing. Which is, I think, what God's new covenant with Israel might be like in today's text from Jeremiah. "But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." This new covenant will not be like the one God had with the people after the Exodus from Egypt, the covenant the people broke, though God was fully committed. But rather, this will be a new covenant, one that cannot be broken, because God will write it on our hearts, in much the same way a tattoo's artist's needle places ink into the skin, permanently there to remind us of God's promises. "No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more." This is the core of who Israel is: to be God's people and to know God is to know who they are, to know whose they are. It is, I suspect, what Israel wanted, needed even. And it is, I suspect, what we want, what we need. To know God without needing to be taught, to know God intimately, to know God's forgiveness and that our sins have been forgotten. To be connected to God in a real, unending way. Something that I think some of us might desire now more than ever, to know that God is near and close. Sometimes what we need is painful, even incredibly so. And it starts with God's desire to put God's law within us and to write it on our hearts. And the thing is that most things written on our hearts tend to be deep and permanent, and are frequently there as a result of deep love or deep pain. Sometimes those two things go hand in hand. New mothers' hearts are etched with the love that they have for their newborn child, which has been wrought with the pain of giving birth. And if the new dad has been in the room, his love is written in the pain of watching his partner push in her pain and feeling like he can't do anything about it. Those whose choices have led them to a place of deep despair and come out of it, a place where there is not much further down to go, are often etched with the pain of being there. But then also a reminder that there was somebody there to help pull them out, and perhaps even a deeper sense of faith in God instead of themselves. And even in deep grief, we feel the pain of love remembered, a love with no place to go. Sometimes what we want or need is painful, even having the law of love written on our heart. It is an experience that circumcises what we know in our lives and often leaves us choosing between what we thought we knew and what we are sure of now. And it also gives us a sense of purpose and mission, knowing that it is God, what God wants and expects from us, but also serving as a very real connection to God, able to know God. Like tattoos, once the law is there, it is a permanent mark, something forever linking us to a graceful God, one who forgives our iniquity and forgets our sins. And where the old covenant could be broken, this one could not, cannot. We may forget that it is there, that mark, as the sting from the pain recedes, but it will never go away or vanish from our sight completely. God is forever writing the law on our hearts throughout our lives to the time of our death. Permanent paths to God that remind us of how much love God loves and cares for us. Enough to grab hold of us in the waters of baptism and never let us go, as I said to the kids just a few minutes ago. Enough to hold us when we cannot stand on our own, but also to push us when we're being lazy. Enough to comfort us in the midst of our deepest pain and to remind us that God is bigger than all of our struggles. Enough for us to remember that this situation is temporary and there is more beyond all of this, including a God who will save us. Enough to write a law on our hearts, a law of love, and to care for us in our despair. Enough to send a son so that we may know God in another way, intimately and deeply, showing us the depth of God's love for us. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. While tattoos can fade over time, God writes this new covenant in our hearts with indelible ink. Ink that will not fade. Ink that will not go away. And our God will be our God, and we will be God's people. A people loved by God forever, showing the world just how much God loves us.